Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
The Neverland Podcast, episode 108.
Up to Neverland!
Take a star to the right and stay until morning. Neverland!
Good morning, Neverland!
All right, well, I hope you got your pixie in your pocket because you need to take her out and shake her about, get some of that pixie dust out there, and get a holiday thought. You know why you need a holiday thought?
Why do we need a holiday thought?
Because this is our Christmas time! Yay!
Yay!
So get a happy holiday thought so you can fly away to our Christmas Neverland. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what? It's after Christmas by now.
Yeah, it is.
So what? I'm making a whole weekend of it. And we didn't really do a big Christmas episode. We haven't talked anything Christmas at all this month.
We haven't? Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's been Star Wars month.
Well, Star Wars is our Christmas present from...
From Disney?
I guess so, to us.
Sure. That was a Christmas present, but that's not really all Christmas. Well, I mean, we've got a lot of other stuff. By the way, I am, of course, your host, Jeremy the Spider Pan, and with me, as you sometimes...
Well, as a teacher, now I'm on break, so, you know, I can get in here. But well, it's the windy
nerd. We're trying to have you on here regular. You're supposed to always be here. But, and also, what you don't see is our third co-host, our cat Eternia, who's wandering around between our legs.
Yep. You might hear her occasionally, although I think she's going to be pretty quiet.
Maybe. We'll see. But she's wandering about the studio because she wanted to spend some time with us, too.
Yep.
But we're just going to basically have a little bit of Christmas fun. I'm going to share some ride audio, source audio, a little bit of Christmas music and things like that. And we're just going to have generally a, you know, just a little bit of fun. Very simple sort of show because, well, we're going to be busy during the course of the weekend. And I'm not going to have time to just sit and put an entire show together. We've got family that want to see us. Can you believe it? Family wants to see us.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. But first things first. You know, we all know about that ill-fated Star Wars holiday special from 1978.
That was awfully awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, Happy Life Day.
Oh, well, Happy Life Day to you, too.
Well, 2 years after that television disaster, Mico Minardo released Christmas in the Stars, November of 1980. And it was an album full of Star Wars-themed Christmas songs. Now, Mico had previously released that famous disco version of the Star Wars theme. I know you've heard this before.
Yes, I have. You have played that for me. Yes. Yes.
We might just have to play it now.
Thank you.
Okay, well, after he had done that, he thought that he could actually begin a series of Star Wars records, and actually he wanted to do some holiday ones.
And Miko wrote a 9-page letter to George Lucas asking if he could produce the same type of album for the Star Wars saga. The album was one of the industry's first non-classical or jazz projects to be recorded and mixed digitally. The majority of this album's original songs were written by Mari Yeaston, a Yale University music professor, who later wrote several successful Broadway musicals.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing. You ask a question like that. Of course I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's all right here on my list. I've got mistletoe and holly. I've got peppermints and lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited, getting ready for Christmas in the stars. Yes, Artu, of course it's terrific. But there's more. Everyone will have a cookie. I bought extra for the Wookiee. I just hope that everybody can be here. If they all have marked the date, and if none of them is late, we'll have our greatest of Christmases this year.
2 months above us, we'll see them go. As we go sledding in the evening, all are blue and frozen strong.
Why is that droid floating?
Because he is wearing hover skates.
Take those off, R5. Are supposed to build the toys, not play with them.
If they're not ready by Christmas, S-Claws will be furious.
I agree, R2. We had better help them. Oh, perhaps Chewie can help, too.
Watch out, R5-D4! You are under the mistletoe! Oh, no, that big furry thing kissed him!
Only a Wookiee is a droid for Christmas.
Christmas in the stars! Christmas in the stars! What a merry Christmas this will be! Christmas in the stars, out among the stars. What a merry, merry Christmas! A very merry Christmas this will be!
One of the producers or co-producers of the album was Tony Bongiovi. Hmm. And he had a cousin who was trying to make a name for himself and break into the music industry. And this was that cousin's very first recording. And that his cousin's name was John. And he recorded the lead vocals for R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, which is one of my favorites. I love it.
It's a cute one.
It's very, very cute.
One of my favorite ones on that,
yes.
That album.
But he recorded the lead vocals and before now, of course, becoming known as the world famous John Bon Jovi.
Yep.
R2, where are you? Oh, there you are. Well, if you come over here, you'll find a wonderful surprise. You'll have to plug into the central computer to hear what it is. That's right. No, it's not a phase vector. It's your Christmas present.
At the winter star, we know that's where you are. you, the Quaver Converter isn't complete yet. It isn't finished. Lock in your circuits again quickly. Merry Christmas.
After the first printing of 150,000 copies, Mecca with... Is it Miko or Mecca? Oops.
I am not sure. It's either Miko or Mecco. If Mr. Mecco or Miko is listening to our show, call us or something. Let us know how to say your name.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was asked to allow George Lucas's name to be credited on the front cover. Due to the success of the album, the studios were ready to do a second printing, giving Lucas the credit. Just before a second recording printing was to happen, the company producing the records, RSO Records, shut down due to an unrelated lawsuit.
Yeah, a second recording printing? It's a second record printing. I know, it's my print is hard to read.
Well, we're talking about a record. It was actually a record.
And a recording.
You know,
yes,
a vinyl record. So, yeah.
Originally, there was a tape release at that time, mm-hmm. and a CD came later in 1994.
Yeah, and for people that don't know, records are those flat, black, large things.
They're coming back.
Yeah.
Merry, Merry Christmas, have a Christmas with glee. Here's a little toy, any girl or boy certainly would love to see. Merry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to who? Take a guess, yes, yes. Merry Christmas to you. Here is a baseball that throws itself. If you've been good this year, it may appear on your toy shelf.
Do we have the data on what to get the Wookiee this year? He already has a comb, you know.
Yes, we have finally computed the perfect gift. Here it is, a brush.
Perfect.
Merry Christmas to you.
Here's a toy robot that goes to sleep. Can you believe the way he does it is by counting sheep?
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
Merry, Merry Christmas. Have a Christmas with glee. Have a little fun, eat a honey bun, decorate a Christmas tree. Merry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to who? Take a guess, yes, yes, Merry Christmas to you.
Here is a hammer without a head, so when you miss the nail, you'll never hurt your thumb instead.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas the best. Sing a little song, try to hum along, entertain a Christmas guest. Merry, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Now here's a costume that's very weird, 'cause when you put it on, it seems you've gone and disappeared.
Where is the Wookiee?
I think he put the costume on.
Hey, did you tickle me?
I did not tickle you.
Well, if you didn't do it, then who did?
Yes, yes, Merry Christmas to you. Have another little guess. Yes, yes, Merry Christmas to you. Just one more guess. Yes, yes, Merry Christmas.
Okay, what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? Actually reached number 69 on the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Chart of 1980 and credited as the Star Wars Intergalactic Droid Choir and Chorale.
Hmm.
Chorale is one of those fancy words for a bunch of droids singing backup.
Yeah.
But and that's the one, like Lost Boy Philip, that was his favorite, and that's the one he always
sticks
out.
That's actually my favorite on the record, too.
And it is a really, really kind of funny idea.
It's catchy, it's stuck in your head.
It is. And it was the third digitally recorded single in the chart history. Third is on the charts, apparently. The song was later referenced in the video game Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I've played this. Played through it a few times. You're not going to have a clue about this, though.
Is that the one I started?
Yeah, you might have.
I know I started one. I didn't have time to finish it.
It takes commitment, but it was a great game. But anyway, Zalbar, who is a Wookiee, has this little companion named Mission Veo, and she is, a Twi'lek. Or Twi'lek or Twi'lek. There might be debates on how you pronounce that, but I don't care. Okay? But he has this little companion, and actually at one point in conversation does say to her, "Wookiees do not brush their teeth, Mission. It just isn't done. What humiliation will you use on me next? A comb?" And this was in response to a suggestion that, that Mission says that he should be groomed. So it was slightly referenced in a kind of roundabout way.
That's
kind
of a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch.
But you get it. A comb, it's funny.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know, it would be funny if she said, "Well, I could give you a brush," and he could have said, "How about just some love and understanding?"
Well, that might have been better, but...
Wrap it up in a big color packages, and we give it to him all over again.
Let me see. We have a scarf for Skywalker, right?
Yes.
And perfume for the princess?
Yes. Yes,
what about Han Solo?
Couldn't we get him here?
That leaves one big problem.
The Wookiee.
Couldn't we get him a comb?
We gave him a comb last year.
What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas when he already owns a comb? What can you get in a hurry for a furry kind of friend like that?
We need to pretend we're writing something.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I think we do.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go. This is an older recording. I've got the source audio from like the Haunted Mansion holiday.
Oh, cool.
I thought it would be fun to hop on there. So sure. Let's hop on it. We'll pretend we're writing it because I got a recording from Eric that we listened to around Halloween of the current version. So let's just go retro.
Thank you.
'Twas a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began the holiday worlds of old. I know you're curious to see what's inside. It's what happens when two holidays collide. Welcome, my friends, to our Christmas delight. Come witness a ghoulishly glorious sight. It's time for our holiday tale to begin. There's no turning back now. Please, come all the way in. Our holiday tale is a tale that's quite charming, but during this season, it's sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause while we tell you a tale about dear Sandy Claus. Was the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads.
Happy holidays, everyone!
One holiday you will want to survive. Jack Skellington came here from Halloween Town. You'll notice his handiwork scattered around. This year, he's decided to play Sandy Claus. But when Halloween creates Christmas, you might see a few flaws. And now, a dark carriage will take you away. Sit back, rest in peace in your black Christmas sleigh. Your sleigh will accommodate one or two more. We hope you're prepared for what Jack has in store. Don't pull down the bar. It will float down with ease. And remember, no flash photography, please. Yes, down through the chimney, Jack flew like a bat, clutching his magical Sandy Claus sack. He ripped open the sack and, in moments it seems, created a Christmas you have in bad dreams. More rapid than vultures, the mansion was changed. All was soon covered, adorned, and deranged. And what to your wondering eyes disappears is Jack's little friend Zero, the ghost dog reindeer. Nothing here was forgotten. It all looks so pleasant. A coffin, Jack says, makes a fine Christmas present. A man-eating plant makes a wonderful wreath, as long as you don't get caught in its teeth. Jack's holiday vision was unlike no other. So ring out the bells, there's more cheer to uncover.
On the 13th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 13 rings of power, embracing strength that never ends. 12 signs of the zodiac that rule the future and transcend. 11 candles floating, their scent of mystery in the air. 10 telling tea leaves that swirl with secrets yet to share. On the 9th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 9 magic crystals that sparkle with a force that is pure. 8 balls of knowledge that answer with a truth that is sure. 7 pearls of wisdom to keep my love bewitched to me. 6 mystic mirrors reflecting futures yet to be. On the 5th day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me 5 lucky charms to understand the right from wrong. 4 wheels of fortune to spin their rich and golden song. 3 lifelines extending help to those in need. 2 passion potions that love and romance may succeed. On the 1st day of Christmas, my ghoul love gave to me a star, a brilliant star for my fortune card tree.
With some treats and some games, you can make a scene merry. Why, even a gingerbread house could seem scary. All at once, happy haunts did materialize, like a nightmarish painting by Currier and Ives. On his back. They were strange and bizarre and on the attack.
Thank you.
Sandy Claus worked his magic both outside and in. But one final touch made his bony face grin. Now what better gift on my friends to bestow than a graveyard that's covered in ghostly white snow?
It's Christmas! Have you been good this year? Ho, ho, ho!
What's this? Can you believe your eyes? I like this Christmas thing! C-Zero, I told you they would like my Christmas.
Fruitcake, anyone? Ho, ho, ho!
I really outdid myself this time. Look at all the happy faces.
Season's greetings, everyone! It's Christmas time!
Scary Christmas. And the haunted New Year.
Boo-hoo!
Boo-hoo!
We're pretty most come out to socialize.
What's this?
Jolly dear old Sandy Claus,
while the green dog sleeps,
down the chimney, dark and damp,
with the sun you creep.
Happy haunts materialize,
for a swinging wake,
blowing pumpkins harmonize,
joyful screams will it make.
Round and round she goes. What's your gift? Oogie knows. Are you getting a trick or a treat? Isn't this fun? I can't wait to see what you get. It's gift-giving time. You get what you get. Have I got a present for you? It's all good here. Sugar and spice, naughty and nice. Have you been naughty or nice? Well, looky who we got here. I have a special holiday something just for you. Hang on to your holiday hat. Oogie Claus is coming at you.
Hurry back. Hurry back.
Hurry back.
Hurry back.
Be sure to bring your gift certificate. Season screamings, everyone.
Hurry back. Hurry back.
Don't let the tombstone hit you on the way out. I've got plenty more tricks and treats in store for your next visit.
Hurry back. Hurry back.
Hurry back. Hurry back.
Hurry back.
Hi there, pal. It's me, Mickey. I wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right, now one thing I definitely want to do, one last type of thrill here, is, all right, when I was talking to Tom Amin, there was a rumor about Illuminations is going to be taken out and shut down.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping it's not true because I've never gotten to go to Epcot and actually see Illuminations.
I haven't seen any of it, so.
Yeah. More reason, though. I hope they don't take it out, because it's supposed to be, like, this really great show. But they had a holiday Illuminations that was hosted by Walter Cronkite. Mm-hmm. And I know that's also Tim Devine, who has been a guest on our show a couple of times. Great photographer out of the Magic and Pixels. This is his favorite type of thing. It brings tears to a cop's eyes, like that. A tough guy cop, and this will bring tears to his eyes. So let's play the Holiday Illuminations soundtrack, because it's really, really fun stuff.
Good evening. This is Walter Cronkite. Tonight, we welcome you to a joyous celebration of the season. Welcome to Holiday Illuminations.
Thank you.
gentlemen.
Friede auf Erden und den Menschen ein Wohlgefallen.
Assalamu alaikum, liebe Insan.
Fred på jorda bland alle mennesker.
Sekai heya, shitobito ni shukuku wo. Ben sulete.
Shijie hebei, wei renlei zafu.
Pace in terra agli uomini di buona volontà.
During this glorious time of year, there is one message that rings out around the world in every language. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, is a wish to hold in our hearts throughout each passing year, a gift of immeasurable value, a treasure to be handed down with care from generation to generation. And so our holiday wish is that everyone, everywhere, share in the spirit of the season. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. For joining us for this evening's performance of Holiday Illuminations. On behalf of the Czech Symphonic Orchestra, the Boys Choir of Harlem, the Ramaz School Children's Choir, Miss Sandy Patty, and everyone at Walt Disney World, this is Walter Cronkite wishing you happy holidays. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page,
a link to visit our shop,
and much more.
And please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
Or email us at podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
If you email us a Lost Boy
or Pixie
nickname with a reason why you chose that name, you can become an official Neverlander.
Girls are too clever to get lost, so we are naturally magical pixies.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support in keeping the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Man Productions.
God bless.
Know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.